We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mickey, you've lost your leadoff hitter and one of the best pure hitters in all of baseball, which is no small loss. So how do you adapt during this time?
You know, we understand that we lost a valuable part of our team, but we just can't let it affect us. We have to go out there. Somebody else is going to have to step up every night like they have been doing when we've been winning games, and keep on grinding through it. You know, we've been through this before. We've lost guys. We've been through tough stretches, and we just take the same approach every time. Do whatever we can to win a game that night and come here with enthusiasm, and I think the guys will continue to do that.
It was interesting watching that play last night because I think he was kind of frustrated on the night, and sometimes when he does, he pushes a little bit extra hard. That may have cost him last night, I don't know, but you can't really fault that.
No, you can't. And in that situation, you get a runner on with the guys he has behind him, somebody pops a homer, and all of a sudden the game's tied. So you got to credit him with doing everything he can at all times to win a baseball game. That's what Jeff McNeil's about, and you can't ever fault a player for that.
Ruben Tejada is up. How do you envision using him here in the next week or so?
Yeah, you know, just from my initial thoughts and not having seen him this year, I think that when lefties – are starting against us, he's going to play second base. You know, that kind of makes sense in my mind. We'll see how he goes and get our eyes on him. I know he's been swinging the bat well and playing solid defense. So there's going to be opportunity to pinch hit, to start, to get in, you know, get put in a double switch. So he's going to play, and hopefully he's going to have some big hits and some big defensive plays for us.
McNeil was playing mostly outfield for you. So do you believe that leaves you a little short out there or not?
No, I don't think so. With as many guys that we have that can play the outfield, obviously we have Lagares and Altair who can both play the outfield very well. But what it does do is open time up for Lagares. You know, he got four hits last night, so it's a good way to kind of start getting out there again, and he's going to get his opportunity.
He's going to be playing an awful lot now. Do you think this can turn a corner for him a little bit with that starting last night?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like I said, that was a good start for him. He's going to be playing more. He's been working hard every day. You got to credit this guy for coming to work every day. Even though his playing time hasn't been a ton, he has worked really hard with Chile. He continues to work on his defense with Louis. So he's had, done a great job of really staying focused. So when this opportunity comes, he can go out there and succeed.
All right, Steven Matz tonight. So what do you expect from him tonight?
You know, I want Matz to just throw the ball over the plate. You know, I think that when we throw the ball over the plate, we give ourselves a chance to win because we have really good stuff. And I just want to see a lot of strikes from him. You got to mix it up against this crew. They're obviously a very good lineup. But if we throw strikes and get ahead and utilize our defense, we're going to be fine.
I wanted to ask what you thought of their leadoff hitter, Mr. Acuna, thus far.
He's pretty good. You know, they have a few very, very good hitters in their lineup, and they're dangerous. So, like I said, you got to get ahead to control the count against these guys, because if you fall behind and then you make a mistake, they're really going to make you pay. So get ahead, and then if they hit a pitch when you've got them 1-2 or whatever, then so be it. But you have to control the count.
Good luck tonight, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.